As President Reagan said, freedom is never more than one generation from extinction.
If we don't learn from history, we will be doomed to repeat it.
This is Bob Boyd.
And Jerry Boyd.
This is Issues in Education. Today, our precious freedoms are being threatened by radical Marxists and communists who are winning elections in major American cities like New York, Maine, Colorado, and even Texas.
Young Americans are vulnerable to the illusions and delusions of communism because they never learned American history to appreciate this country.
So we're seeing the rise of communism because our public schools and universities have become indoctrination centers where students are taught America was founded on slavery and genocide instead of being taught true American history.
True American history, like we fought a bloody civil war to abolish slavery and welcome legal immigrants from all over the world, no matter what color, religion, or beliefs they had, so they could become a legal American citizen in this melting pot.
That is so true. As our national motto says, e pluribus unum. In other words, out of many comes one.
President Trump is warning the people of this great nation that communism is a mortal threat to our nation, and it's happening quickly.
Communism is a mortal threat to American liberty. It is the greatest threat to our country, including World War I, World War II, Pearl Harbor, or even 9/11. Communism is the enemy of free people everywhere, everywhere in the world. Never works. Even while the radicals and extremists attack our incredible history at every turn, they are silent on the miserable history of communism itself because it never worked. That system has led to more death and destruction than any system ever tried. It killed 100 million people just in the last century alone.
As President Trump said, communism killed 100 million people. That just takes my breath away. In the last century, through war, starvation, and genocide, 100 million people. Americans suffered and died trying to stop communism all around the world, and yet communists who hate freedom and hate God are being raised up here in this country.
Don't underestimate the appeal of socialism and communism to naive young people who don't know the brutal history and carnage of communism.
Communism is the exact opposite of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's death, tyranny, and the pursuit of evil.
Communism is the opposite of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's death, tyranny, and the pursuit of evil. Just think how communism imprisons, tortures, and enslaves Christians, even today in communist countries. It's really evil, and yet the American left is taking control of the Democrat Party that hates America, hates our history, hates our faith and freedom, and wants to destroy it, as they've done throughout history in other countries.
The godless communists, they don't love God, and they don't want God. They don't love religion, and they don't want religion, and they won't have it. But we will not let them win. They have no respect for law, justice, principle, tradition, or your God-given rights. It's an ideology of mass theft, mass control, mass lies, and mass murder, because the first thing they do when they get into power is turn around and destroy it, just as communists have done in other countries all over the world, no matter where you look.
Communists steal private property for the good of the state. They have no respect for our Constitution, so your home, your business, or your life are subjected to the whims of a dictator for the good of the state.
That's right. The state, for the communist, is their god. There's no freedom for individual rights.
Well, it's like China right now. It's happening right now.
Very simply, communism represents the worst ideas and abuses in history by the worst people. The American founding represents the best ideas and traditions in history. You can be loyal to Karl Marx, or you can be loyal to America. You can be a communist, or you can be a patriot. You cannot be both. As for those who peddle Marxist lies about our heritage, tell our children that we live on stolen land or that our heroes were oppressors, they're doing something much worse than slandering our past. They are slandering and attacking our future. But we will never let that happen.
Unfortunately, it's already happening. A new survey found 42% of Democrats said they're ashamed to be an American.
42% said they're ashamed to be an American. 40% said our nation was one of the worst nations on earth.
We are reaping what we've sown as we've allowed schools to teach anti-Americanism for decades. As Jesus said, a student becomes like his teacher, and our students are becoming very anti-American.
That's right. Look at what's happening right now in our country. Mayors and city councils and school board members of major cities are electing Marxists, and they're not ashamed of it. I mean, it used to be socialism was a bad word. Now, Marxism is accepted.
Our American ancestors did not shed their blood at Midway in Normandy just so that a band of thieves, radicals, and lunatics could come in and loot, pillage our nation. Our heroes died to win, build, and to save, and to build truly a great country, the greatest country ever in the world.
Americans have fought communism around the world. Now we're seeing it grow like a cancer inside America's largest cities. How is this happening?
Young Americans don't hear the words of America's founders like John Adams. This is one of my favorite. Our Constitution was designed for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate for governing any other.
That's so true. The Bible was the cornerstone of our liberty, but schools have replaced the Bible with secularism, and that's become atheism. That leads to socialism and communism.
We resolve and swear for all to hear that the citizens of the United States of America will vanquish communism quickly and send them into exile. We will send them quickly away, and we will continue to build our country bigger and better and stronger than ever before. America will never be a communist country.
We pray you're right, Mr. President, but we don't want to underestimate the rise of radical Marxists who have been raised up through a school and university systems that demonize capitalism, Christianity, and conservatism.
As C.S. Lewis wrote, we laugh at honor only to find traitors in our midst.
That's so true. The nation's largest teachers union, the NEA, says it will force all public schools in the nation to teach a Marxist ideology called critical race theory that's embedded into the entire curriculum. Mark Levin says the whole worldview of the public school system is based on Marxism. Many of the public school founders were Marxist. One especially was John Dewey.
John Dewey, here's one of the founding fathers of America's progressive movement, praising the forced brainwashing of the Russian population by the brutal regime of communist dictator Joseph Stalin. Dewey remains central to the so-called modern-day progressive movement in academia. John Dewey says, use these schools for indoctrination. A man who was praising Stalin, praising the school system. 1928, you see on television parents trying to push back against critical race theory or transgenderism being taught to 8- and 9-year-olds. You have to be an ignoramus or illiterate not to know it's based in Marxism, because the people who founded it were open Marxists. They wrote books and books and books about it. So now we're getting what's called propaganda from the usual corrupt media sources, because the ultimate goal is not diversity, is not a colorblind society, which they reject. It's a Marxist-oriented society. Why do you think the founders of Black Lives Matter are open about their Marxism? All this stuff about racism and the oppressed versus the oppressor, these are the models of Karl Marx.
Mark Levin saying that Marxism is the basis for American education.
The liberal left elite who run teachers' colleges and teachers' unions are oftentimes unwittingly using Marxist theories as their basis for education.
That's right. I was surprised as a student at a Christian university to hear administrators praising John Dewey. It amazed me. Ideas have consequences, and we're seeing the results of Marxism in our schools. Jefferson said, a nation that is ignorant and free is a nation that never was and never will be.
Only an educated populace is a free populace. Who could ever have imagined in the 1950s or 1960s that we would have a major political party and media pushing Marxism?
That's right. Pete Hegseth graduated with an MA from John Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University and served as an infantry officer, a captain, and he served in Baghdad and Afghanistan. Pete Hegseth is the U.S. Secretary of War.
Pete, why did you write this book, Battle for the American Mind?
I wrote this book because I realized only an educated populace is a free populace. And of course, that's what our founders understood. That's also what the left knows. The lunacy you see, gender pronouns for 8-year-olds, critical race theory, 1619 Project, that didn't pop up out of nowhere. It was part of an intentional takeover of the minds of our kids.
The crazy ideas like gender pronouns for school kids instead of he and she, the critical race theory, the 1619 Project that says slavery was our foundation as a nation, all of this didn't just pop out of nowhere, but came out of the universities and onto our streets, breeding a new class of radical Marxists. People didn't realize how Marxist professors could change our nation so dramatically, so fast.
The ideas that promulgated in places like Columbia University and that teacher's college when the Marxists landed there have made their ways into first the classroom and the curriculum and the pedagogy and everything, the straight line from critical theory to Antifa, but now into our streets because they are breeding a new class of radical leftists, activists coming out of not just universities, but high schools, middle schools, and elementary schools. And what I want to do with this book is equip parents and grandparents to understand the depth of the problem so that they can be a part of the solution and radically reorient how they educate their kids first and then get to how we address the larger system as well.
It's amazing how our public schools and universities have been used by people with a radical Marxist thinking to transform our culture from academics to critical race theory to divide our nation and then into Antifa and riots in the streets to overthrow our system of government with a new class of radical left activists coming out of our schools.
In reality, John Dewey to the Frankfurt School, they're all atheists, socialists, and Marxists. And what they knew is if they wanted radical societal humanist change, they wanted a future utopia of what they would call equality. Now today they say equity, which is total crumbling of the capitalist system. They had to undermine free thinking. They had to replace the key ingredients. What's the most key ingredient that they replaced? It was God.
That's right. Communism is atheistic. So to change the most free and prosperous nation blessed by God, the Marxist educator elites knew they had to take God out of our culture. And that's why we see 90% of Christian children in public schools leaving the Christian faith from their secular discipleship. And I use that word intentionally. It is a discipleship in public schools.
It was all incremental steps toward an atheist societal change of humanism and secularism. The progressives in the early 20th century studied that. And they said, the classroom is the most powerful tool we have for societal change. They openly talked about how important education was toward their goals, and they had to remove God, and they had to remove the free-thinking aspect of it.
That's right.
There is a reason why schools are pushing Common Core, the 1619 Project, critical race theory, and queer studies in middle school upon young, impressionable minds.
Common Core and social-emotional learning, and you open up your kid's laptop, and you're seeing 1619 Project, and you're seeing black kids are inherently oppressed, and white kids are inherently oppressors, and you're seeing gender pronouns and queer studies in your elementary and middle school. It didn't happen by accident. It was academics in ivory towers who proliferated theories. Ideas have consequences. I celebrate the people that go to school board meetings and protest, but ultimately, that doesn't change the dynamic of that school board, that school system, the teachers' unions, the pedagogy of what is taught, the diversity, equity, and inclusion counselors, all of the money of the Democrat Party and the educational complex. You have to make a radical choice as a parent or a grandparent to do something different. And then eventually, down the line, policymakers have to get to full educational choice so that parents can vote with their money and vote with their feet. There are online options. There are homeschooling options. There are things you must do because if you're counting on deprogramming your kids out of middle school and high school at this point, it's not going to work. You're sending your kids to Democrat camp for 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, and hoping, you know, one night at church or over dinner you can deprogram that. That's not how you create the kind of citizens we need to fight for our republic.
That's right. So many pastors and parents still don't get it, that the children, their children, are being used as pawns to change our capitalistic, godly culture to an atheist, Marxist one through classroom education. Marxist control is the agenda of American Marxists today through our schools. Our guest, Pete Hegseth, author of Battle for the American Mind, Uprooting a Century of Miseducation.
Get your children out of these public schools of indoctrination unless you want your kids to become little liberal Marxist Democrats. Why are parents even questioning what to do about their child's future?
They've taken for granted public schools, thought it was just neutral. They didn't realize the other side, the political agenda in public schools. Ray Moore is the president of Exodus Mandate. Ray Moore is a retired lieutenant colonel chaplain in the Army.
So this is a very dangerous development because it just means that basically they can use a school system to carry out a political or ideological agenda, which is exactly what's going on. God has mandated education of the children belongs to the family with assistance from the church. You know, people can usually find an extra $3,000 to $5,000 a year to send their children to a good Christian school.
Excuse me, you talk about the cost of a private school. Think about the cost of a public school in terms of what the children turn out like. Think about the cost of these Christian children not returning to the faith of their parents.
That's right. And I think if you were tracking homeschool children and Christian school children, most of them go on in the faith.
Yeah, they do.
Matthew 28, Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations and teach them to obey everything I've commanded you." The Bible clearly says for the Christians to make disciples and to teach the things that Jesus said. It gives a commandment for those who are Christians to disciple and teach the people in our church, and that includes the children.
Christians have gotten in their mind that we can have neutrality in education apart from God's Word. All education has a religious character of some kind, so neutrality in education is not possible. And they don't realize that the children are being brainwashed and indoctrinated in humanism 5 days a week. Every church should be a school. We have these nice facilities, and we use them twice on Sunday and Wednesday night, but we're not thinking about our children. Mm-hmm. We run soup kitchens. We're doing everything but what we ought
yes.
to be doing in many cases
we
in
agree.
These churches. But the buildings are there, and the children are there. You have many public school teachers in some of these Bible-believing churches. You have money.
It's interesting also, one of the spiritual gifts is teaching, and I knew of one church in Texas that all the parents that had their kids in that church came to the church during the week and would teach. That one parent knew uh-huh. something about mathematics, another knew something about music, and they would pool their resources, and together, through the Holy Spirit, they taught the children of that church.
And, of course, homeschooling has shown just how easy it can be. And I'm sort of operating under the proposition that if the people will lead, the leaders will follow.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. You also wrote that the best ministries are chasing diversions instead of root causes. You have churches crusading against pornography, homosexuality, and abortion, but these are only symptoms. The root cause is what the children are learning 5 days a week in the humanistic schools.
Right. Even abortion and homosexuality, as dangerous as those are, and we must work against them, they are symptoms because the society is turning away from Christ and His Word. And probably the thing that's causing the society to turn away most from the Lord would be the public school system and the media. But we have one thing they desperately need to be successful, and that's children. If we give them our children, we really lose. But we can
right.
take away from the humanists the children that they need to brainwash.
And we have one thing you failed to mention.
What?
We have the power of God.
Right.
And God can change a nation with far fewer people. He can
right.
take just a handful of people and change his whole nation.
Right.
This is so important that if you put abortion, the homosexual debate, and all the other things in another pile, wouldn't equal this. Because if we could win every one of those battles, and if we lose the school battle and the battle for our children, we've lost the country. Win with the children, we can win all those others. Jesus said, paraphrasing one of his verses, "What does it profit the church if she wins the whole world and loses her own children?" And I think the next move of God, seeing the church move into Christian education in a more serious way.
Where's the church? The church needs to educate its kids.
Education should be one of the primary things that we do.
Now, what percentage of the young people that go through these public schools, what percent drop out of Christianity?
80% of evangelical Christians, public school, leave the church and abandon the Christian faith.
Now, that's pretty shocking. 80%. Now, you'd think if you owned a restaurant and 80% of the people didn't come back to your restaurant, you'd try something else. But yeah, you have church leaders leaders today, still, after all that has happened, they still haven't seen the main reason we're losing people. They don't see the main culprit yet, do they?
I've been in the pastoral ministry 40 years as a minister, a retired Army chaplain in the rank of lieutenant colonel, and I talk to pastors, and they've been telling me for years that they're afraid to address this because they have so many public school addicts in their churches, and they know if they preach on this, they'll start losing members. So they're afraid to address it. If you're an obedient Christian, follow Scripture in this, you will withdraw your children from this pagan, godless system, atheistic system, demonic in most cases. You will not put your children in that environment, and you will educate them in Christian schools or homeschooling.
And now, today, this generation is fewer than 4% that are Christian, so the public schools have really played a role in the secularization or atheism in this country, has it not?
Yeah, the public school has been the main culprit for the de-Christianization of America.
A Christian who is a public school science teacher warns parents that their children are not salt and light in the public schools. They are, in fact, converted out of their Christian faith and into secular humanism.
Tell us what you see when you see these Christian children coming to your public school in ninth grade.
These kids come in ninth grade, and they've got their Bible, they've got their What Would Jesus Do wristbands, and they got their look to them. But by the time I get them in 11th grade, 12th grade, they're not witnessing, they're not being light and salt like their parents think they are. It's really a shame because there's an awful lot of Christian parents that are being duped. Johnny's getting A's and B's and doesn't have tattoos on his neck, and he's not robbing banks and shooting heroin into his arm, so maybe things aren't as bad as people say they are. By the time they're seniors, about 90% of them have lost their zeal for the Lord, and we homeschool our kids. The schools get the kids 6 hours a day, 185 days a year, for 13 years, and then the church gets them for, at best, an hour and a half. To me, it's not just a matter of academics. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his kid?
That's well said. I mean, what parent would want to risk their child's eternal soul?
I hear a lot of people say, our kids are in a really great school, and they've got all these Christian teachers there, and it doesn't make sense to me. I think if I went to a church where one of the Sunday school teachers was a transvestite, one of them was addicted to pornography, would I go to that church? And of course I wouldn't. But people have no problem putting their kids in a school that embraces those things. They really don't understand. Let them get a full picture of what's really going on in the public schools. More people will begin to start turning churches into schools.
We got a call from a police officer in L.A. County. We asked him why he was called as a police officer onto public school campuses.
Weapons on campus, drugs, fights.
You heard Chaplain Ray Moore talking about getting the Christian kids out of the public schools.
That's correct.
How'd you respond to that?
Really, it struck a chord in my heart. I'm telling you, like the Lord was speaking, it made a lot of sense. I'm a police officer. I drive around in a police car all night. Of all people, I'm going to these schools. I'm dealing with crime and things in the school all the time. To me, it made total sense. That's why I called. I have a first grader. She's being introduced by some Eastern mysticism thing, some New Age thought, and I just couldn't take it. So if they cannot afford to put their children in a Christian school, seriously, I strongly look into maybe even getting into a co-op homeschooling program. You can get together with other parents, or maybe you can put together some type of program.
You've got a great voice. You remind me of Jack Webb.
Sergeant Frank.
Remember him?
Dun, 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 dun.
That's it. Here's a brief cut from the late, great Pastor D. James Kennedy.
We need Christians in public school teaching, but don't send your 7 or 8 year olds to take on a 40-year-old atheistic humanist, or you're feeding them as cannon fodder to those who are alien to everything you believe. And if you do, don't come back to me and say, oh, Pastor, where did we go wrong? Look what's happened to our child. He hates everything that we believe. You put him in an ungodly situation with teachers who are excellent experts with enormous effectiveness. Not only are they not going to get a good education, they're also going to have their beliefs devastated.
Here's Pastor Chuck Smith, founder of the hundreds of Calvary chapels around the world.
Many of our social problems directly attributable to the public school. I believe that the children belong to the Lord. As a parent, I am a steward to see that this child has the best opportunity to know the Lord. The public school is one of the last places you would want to send your child. It will have a very serious effect on the future of the church if we allow our children children to be so degraded and demoralized as they are in the public school system.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. We have the buildings, the children, the adults, and as Jesus commanded, we have the Great Commission to go in all nations and make disciples and teach them. Jesus told Peter, "Feed my sheep." Sheep fed just on Sunday mornings starve. Children need more than vacation Bible school. They need school Monday through Friday. Praying for revival and then turning the children over to the enemy, this is a complete contradiction. If we pray for revival, we need to put those prayers into action and educate the children in a biblical worldview.
If you would like a CD copy of today's program, please ask for number 2000, Marxism in the Schools. That's number 2000, Marxism in the Schools. You can order a CD copy of this program or download a podcast from our website at issuesineducation.org. That's issuesineducation.org. Or for a CD, please call us at 928-776-0000. That's 928-776-0000. From Proverbs 14, verse 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. For Issues in Education, this has been Bob and Jerry Boyd.